You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame here on 93.7 at KKRL. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Jeff Blankman talking Glidden-Ralston football right now with head coach Cole Corson as the Wildcats come in on a two-game winning streak to take on number one ranked Audubon here tonight. And coach, tell you what, congrats. Got the guys rolling pretty good right now. You guys have picked up a couple of wins in a row. Got to feel pretty good about the way the team's playing right now.
Yeah, the kids are, you know, sticking true to what we said to do from the beginning, and that was just get better each week. And, you know, obviously the way we're playing now would make a world of difference if we started out the season that way, but that's kind of how the seasons go at times, and we're just glad we're still playing football at this time and, you know, playing some of our better football at that.
I got my ideas on where you're playing better based off of conversations with you, but where do you feel like your team has improved over these first 4 weeks?
I would say our running game, it took us a while to establish it a little bit. And, you know, a lot of that was probably more my fault than it is kids or schematics and all that stuff. It was that first game we kind of got down early and we kind of had to vacate. But the last couple of weeks we've had 25, 30 carries amongst various running backs and controlling the clock. We're not, you know, the biggest up front, but at the same time, we feel like if you can run the ball consistently, then you can wear on other teams. And that's always been kind of what I've wanted to do, whether it's out of, you know, the eye and stuff like that, like we've traditionally done in the past, or out of the spread formations that we've, you know, instilled over the last couple of years. It's always been about trying to get the ground game going and then making some passing go with it after that. So I would say the ground game with the offensive line has probably been our biggest asset that's grown so far.
You guys averaging about 40 points per game right now. What kind of pressure do you feel like that puts on opposing teams that you're going to be facing like Audubon tonight?
Well, the thing about it was is we wanted to get more guys involved and continue to do that. And, you know, we started off the year and I think everybody knew that we had Brigham Daniel. So they were keying on him that first game. Caden Smith kind of had a nice game that first game with some big catches there. He's probably rolled around, you know, 4, 5, 6 catches a game right now, which as a, you know, he's probably a true tight end. That's right where we want him. And he's making catches in traffic, doing the things that we need to from him there. Last week we were able to get Carter Kennebec involved more. He had 5 catches last week, I believe, 4 or 5, and he had 3 in the first drive. That really changed what our Weaver wanted to do. I felt just after the first drive how we established him. So him getting more involved, I think, helps us too because he's a deep threat, ability type guy. He's got a lot of speed on the outside, on the perimeter. So if we, you know, keep Brigham at quarterback, then we obviously lose a receiver that way. But at the same time, Carter's establishing himself out there, and Tyler Brandt and Caden Smith and Brigham in the running game this past week had over 200 yards combined. It was tough sledding for Tyler and Smith just because our Weaver was really stacking it up. Brigham was able to bust a couple big runs, but other than that, we just had to stick to that four yards and just keep pounding away, and it's going to be much of the same this week to try to get points on the board.
I was just going to ask you, is that going to be the game plan this week? This Audubon defense, the varsity, has not given up any points all season, so teams have been able to get some plays here and there, but consistency has been an issue against this defense, it looks like.
Yeah, and, you know, watching film, that's what we told the kids, is they are fundamentally sound, and they may break down you know, every once in a while and stuff, but it's not going to be a breakdown that causes a touchdown. It's a breakdown that maybe gives up a 10, 15-yard gain. And that's where we just have to stay consistent. We already told the kids going into the week we have a couple things going into the week for a mindset on offense. And, you know, dink and dunk in the passing game, chip away in the running game, and, you know, Tyler gets to a second level and is able to, you know, be on a safety and break a tackle, a 7-yard gain turns into 12. We're not sitting here going into the game thinking, okay, we're going to have 3 30-yard bombs for touchdown passes. We're going to break off 4 50-yard runs for touchdown runs and stuff like that. We know going into the game that it's going to be just a battle to get 4 yards out of crack, and we just have to consistently, you know, try to do that and win that part of the game.
Coach, what do you feel like they're going to try to do to slow down the run game especially?
You know, that's the thing is you know, they haven't played the top three teams in the district, you know, the three undefeated. They're one of them. So the two other top teams in the district, and then they probably played, you know, they played the other tier now. Whereas we haven't played, you know, the three undefeated. So, you know, the game films and stuff like that, we have some of the same opponents, but at the same time, none of those teams are really drastically big up front besides maybe West Harrison that we both played. And I guess I can't even remember if they played West Harrison, but like Woodbine and Coon Rapids have some big offensive linemen. So you would get a gauge of maybe how they wanted to do that if they were outsized, whereas right now they really haven't been outsized. We haven't really been outsized besides maybe the West Harrison game. So there's really not that film to gauge, okay, this is, they adjust accordingly. If they feel like, okay, we're going to get doubled and that double's going to really blow us out of some assignments. So you don't get that on film right now, but at the same time, it's just a matter of seeing what we can utilize based upon what we've seen so far.
Coach, their offense has been really explosive this year. Hardly any of their scoring possessions have been, you know, long drives. It's four plays, five plays, three plays, those kinds of things. How do you guys force them to have to be able to drive the length of the field against you tonight?
Yeah, that's the age-old question I think everybody's trying to find against them, is their dynamic with their athletes. In reality, I don't even know if their punter's seen the field in a true punt fashion. It might have been a pooch punt or something like that. But when the first team's out there, I don't think they've had a punting drive yet in the first half. So that's one of the things, is the same thing, is you have to be fundamentally sound against them, because they love to trap. They love to motion guys, run some option type things and get their athletes in space. And it's just more of not necessarily gambling, but taking chances when it's reasonable to take a chance and try to get them behind the sticks and make their play calling a little bit more predictable in that sense, that if you get a third long, you know, more times than not, you're going to see a pass play or something of the sort. So when they get into second and manageable, Coach Brooks has, you know, the whole playbook at his disposal, and then that really limits what you can do defensively, that, you know, you take out certain blitz packages and reads that you want to try to get to based upon, you know, situation. So that's the biggest thing, is win first down. We've got to win first down. We got to be fundamentally sound. I thought RWE was probably our best defensive game of the year. You know, we gave up 34 points, but obviously one was on a fumble that they picked up for 75 yards. One was their opening kickoff. So, you know, only three touchdowns in between there for us, given up to a team that, you know, scores a lot of points so far this year. The only trouble they had was against Audubon's defense. So, for the most part, our defense has gotten a lot better, a lot more physical. And we just got to be ready to come up and fill lanes like we're supposed to, and continue to do a better job than what we have been doing. And that's something the kids have been doing a great job of, is just getting slightly better each week. And it puts us in a position now that you get a chance to play the number one ranked team, and you're riding a two-game win streak. And, you know, a lot of district implications now are on the line, regardless of, you know, who we've already lost to, that if you can knock off the people in front of you, which is our last 3 weeks, you can, you know, at least give yourself a chance then at the end.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Look forward to catching up with you for the New A Ford Scoreboard Show following the ballgame.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. We'll step away. We'll talk with Sean Burks about the Audubon Wheelers' plans for tonight. We'll do that when we come back on the Mackey Motors pregame here on 93.7 KKRL.